Well, it is time to find out what's happening in the world of showbiz with my friend and yours, Mr. Lance Zeman, and this week's entertainment report. What you got for us, Lance?
Dookie, there are monsters out there. That is the premise of the docu-series Strangers You Know that is coming to end. The 8-part series will unpack the details of some of South Africa's most unthinkable murders and will take viewers into the key moments to uncover how the unsuspected victims were brutally killed by someone they knew. The aim of the series is to educate people about the impact of gender-based violence. Strangers You Know premieres on Sunday, the 27th of June at 8 p.m. And it's almost time to go crazy. Prince's unreleased album, Welcome to America, is finally getting released. The 12-track piece was recorded in 2010 and it'll be made available for the first time next month. The third track on the album, Born to Die, is already available and it was produced by Morris Hayes, a member of the New Power Generation. It's about time we got us some more Purple Rain, buddy. And in some other bites this week, Alicia Silverstone of Clueless fame is returning to the genre that made her a star in the comedy senior year. The picture tells the story of a cheerleader who awakens from a 20-year coma and attempts to claim the prom queen crown that she missed out on. And he might be 60 years old, but Jean-Claude Van Damme, aka the Muscles from Brussels, is back in The Last Mercenary. The action-packed romp is available to stream in July. And Jennifer Lopez has set up shop on a new block by signing a multi-year deal with Netflix to deliver a slate of content that showcases diverse female actors, writers, and filmmakers. And Snoop Dogg has joined Def Jam Recordings as an executive creative and strategic consultant with an immediate focus on A&R and development. I never ever thought I'd see Snoop in a desk job. And HarperCollins have published the 600-page collected works, poetry, journals, transcripts, and lyrics of former Doors frontman Jim Morrison. And Lupin Part 2 is my streaming pick of the week, buddy. The highly anticipated second half of the hit French TV series was released globally today. It stars Omar Sy as Hussein Diop, who uses the world-famous gentleman thief and master of disguise Arsène Lupin as his inspiration. It's the perfect series to curl up on the couch to this weekend. Lupin Part 2 is available to stream on Netflix. And that's all I got for you, buddy. Stay safe, stay strong, stay hot, have some of the Duke's famous hot wings, and remember to tune in to 102.7 from the 1st of July.
All right, buddy, thank you so much. That was Lance Zeman with this week's entertainment report.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.